Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. The President's Cancer Panel recommends foods produced without toxic, persistent pesticides and chemical fertilizers. We couldn't agree more. That's why Stonyfield yogurt is always organic yogurt.
For 15 years, Eloise Cobell battled the U.S. government. She filed a class action lawsuit charging the federal government mismanaged the Indian Trust Fund going back to the 1800s and cheated Native Americans out of tens of billions of dollars due them for timber, oil, and minerals taken from their land. Just this summer, the government agreed to a $3.4 billion settlement, and President Obama apologized. For leading the fight, Eloise Cobell was declared a warrior of the Blackfeet Nation, of which she was a member. Now the Native American community has lost that warrior. Eloise Cobell, also known by her Indian name, Yellow Bird Woman, died earlier this month. Calcross Juno of Great Falls, Montana, was a member of the class action lawsuit and a family friend.
You know, I lived on the Blackfeet Reservation from 1974 till just about a year ago. We moved to Great Falls, which is not too far from there. And so I knew Eloise and her family for probably the last, 30 years or so. So they're longtime family friends.
What kind of person was she?
I think of her as a person that was just really willing to stand up and fight for American Indian rights. And that takes a lot of courage and that takes a lot of bravery. And absolutely determined to not give up. Brave, courageous. Those are, I think, good words for her.
I want to play you something. This is Ms. Cobell, and this is when she was talking to a group in 2008. The lawsuit still had a couple of years to go. And she's talking about the trustee, which is the U.S. government. I want you to hear this.
When you take on the United States government, like we had to in this case, you have to pick up the pieces and you have to work so hard in those trenches and you just keep on working because you are never, ever going to let this happen again. There can never be 121 years that our trustee can get away with never giving an Indian person an accounting of their money. So we've got to make sure that we stay in their faces.
Isn't that great? Yeah. She was not afraid. And I think that's an excellent example of Eloise being willing to speak out, to know that justice was not being done for American Indian people. And she was able to carry that message so well. It's inspiring, isn't it?
She was extraordinarily accomplished. She had a farm. She ran the Blackfeet National Bank. She served as director of the Native American Community Development Corporation, a National Museum of American Indian.
Yeah, she was well known and well respected, I think, and sought after for her willingness to be a leader in American Indian country. If you think of the injustice that was done to the American Indian people, I said it's not just the governments, it's the United States of America that didn't live up to its obligations. And through the Bureau of Indian Affairs, that was assigned to ensure that if, resources were due to members of American Indian tribes throughout the nation for their resources that were taken, it didn't happen. It didn't happen effectively, and there were errors made, and there were records mismanaged. And so it's not just the BIA, I guess, when we look at it, and it's not just the United States government. I think it is kind of a reflection on America. And so her loss is an American loss.
Talking to us about Eloise Cobell, who died earlier this month at the age of 65, is Calcross Juno. Ms. Juno, thank you so very much.
You're welcome very much. And thank you for taking the time to honor Eloise, with this. So that's great.
You can learn more about Eloise Cobell at our website, loe.org. And we have this correction. In our last show, we talked about the EPA under attack. And I mentioned that the U.S. House of Representatives had passed what's called the RAINS Act. It would require Congress to approve any regulation that costs the economy more than $100 million. Well, I was wrong. The bill is still in the House Judiciary Committee. Just ahead, the Occupy Wall Street protest spreads to the Nebraska prairie. Keep listening to Living on Earth.